This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines, and we begin with the healthcare debate upon Capitol Hill with a close look at the process of how Democrats are trying to get this done. Some of the latest ideas floated to pass the president's version of healthcare reform suggest that House Democrats in particular are having a very tough time finding the 216 votes necessary to approve the bill and move to the reconciliation process to fix it. Right now, there's a huge debate going on, and Republicans are outraged that the congressional Democratic leadership might be trying to get the bill approved without actually voting on it. At issue is a proposal from Louise Slaughter, the chairwoman of the House Rules Committee, that would simply consider the Senate bill passed once the House was able to take up the issue of the reconciliation bill from the Senate with all the fixes, taking out the Cornhusker kickback and some of the other problems that House Democrats have with that bill, as well as problems that the White House has with the bill. Earlier today, I spoke with Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess, also a practicing physician, who says that the Democrats are putting themselves now through a tortured process because it's clear that they don't have the votes to pass it in the normal fashion, and it's clear the American people are increasingly negative on the Democratic approach to this issue, particularly the massive comprehensive bill currently before lawmakers. To hear my complete interview with Mr. Burgess, as well as his defense of what Republicans did during their time in the majority on the health care front, head to worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. Late in the day, however, it appears that the strategy that we just talked about that the House Democrats might pursue is already dead thanks to the Senate parliamentarian. He apparently told Senate Republicans in verbal form today that no reconciliation package could be begun until the House actually passes the current Senate version. So there's no way that House Democrats could pass the Senate version of the bill by approving the changes to the bill. A lot in the weeds there, but that is currently the dilemma going on for congressional Democrats. At the same time, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid making it official today that if in fact they get to the point of pursuing the changes through reconciliation, he does in fact intend to pursue it through that method, meaning that there will be no filibuster opportunity for Republicans and a simple majority will rule. Meanwhile, it's increasingly unclear as to whether the House can ever get the votes necessary to pass the Senate plan. In fact, in a conversation I had today with Louisiana doctor and Congressman Bill Cassidy, he says a reliable Democratic source has told him that right now the Democrats only have about 150 firm yes votes for the Senate bill, and they need 216 to pass it. Democrats claim they are about 15 votes or less from wrapping this up, and Congressman Burgess told me earlier today that if they can get it down to less than 10, the Democrats will probably call the vote and then twist arms big time during the open vote on the floor of the House of Representatives. Congressman Cassidy also speaking out on some of the claims made by President Obama in these health care rallies. Mr. Cassidy says, first of all, the president's claim that more bureaucratic oversight will create more power and freedom for doctors and patients is simply untrue. He says if you look at any government-run program, particularly Medicaid, which would see the greatest expansion of patients under this plan, it's clearly not the case, and it's a bureaucratic mess. He also says good luck to those new Medicaid patients finding doctors, since many doctors right now refuse to see Medicaid patients because the government fails to reimburse doctors for the costs incurred in seeing those patients. In other news today, three major aftershocks still hitting the nation of Chile. Now nearly 2 weeks after that massive 8.8 magnitude quake rattled the South American nation. Today, aftershocks of 6.9, 6.7, and 6.0 rocked Chile just minutes apart from one another, and they all came as Chile was swearing in a new president. Certainly a new president with some serious challenges as he takes office. And finally today, a sad note in the world of both sports and entertainment with the death of Merlin Olsen. Olsen is an NFL Hall of Famer, made 14 Pro Bowls as a defensive tackle for the Los Angeles Rams in the 1960s and 70s, one of the famed fearsome foursome, perhaps the best defensive line in the history of the National Football League. Olsen was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame in 1982, and by then he had already embarked on a very successful acting career, cast first as Jonathan Garvey on Little House on the Prairie, and later as the title character in NBC's Father Murphy. But for all of his successes, Olsen is being best remembered today for the kind of man he was, his sportsmanship and fair play on the field, and his generosity and big-heartedness off the field. Olsen leaves his wife of nearly 48 years as well as three children. Merlin Olsen, again, dead at the age of 69 following a year-long battle with mesothelioma. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.